This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
Nobody likes to feel like they're in trouble. I mean, who likes being sent to the principal's office? Who likes seeing a police car pull out behind them when they know they've been going over the speed limit? This is not a new feeling to humanity. The first thing Adam and Eve did after they sinned was to hide and to cover themselves in shame. The next thing they did was to point fingers and blame to try to reason their way out of what they had done. This reaction is certainly not unique to the first man and woman either. We all carry that self-protective response to hide or defend ourselves to avoid getting caught or owning up to our faults, failures, or ignorance. But why is that? 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." See, when we're in the wrong, we have the choice of either trusting love or fearing punishment. But in order to trust love, we have to know what the person of love is actually like. A few verses prior, in 1 John 4:7 through 8, the Bible says, "Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of Him. The one who doesn't love has yet to know God, for God is love." The more we get to know God, the more we learn that His intentions towards us are always good. He is always for us. He is always love, no matter what. When we feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit stir inside of us, the response of love is to lean into it rather than run away, because we trust in His heart towards us, and because we know that anything creating space between us is a subpar way of living. The temptation of self-preservation is to hide or defend ourselves for fear that we might face consequence or judgment or fall short in our ability to be loved. But fear will never lead us in the right direction. Instead, it lies to us about who our God is and His nature of love that drives fear away. Love doesn't separate. It only draws us closer. The next time you feel the conviction of the Lord, take note of your initial response. Is it self-defense? Is it trying to rationalize the situation? Is it pleading ignorance? Is it shame and an instinctive wanting to hide or cover up what might be wrong? Is it fear of punishment or condemnation? Is it pride, thinking that our way is better than His? The more we push past the fears that have clouded our view of love, the more we will come to know the endless limits of His heart for us. You see, whether it is blatant sin or subtle nudge from the Holy Spirit to do something differently, His kindness leads us to repentance so that we can live safe within the Father's care, confident to go before Him boldly, and so convinced of His love for us that we allow it to transform us until we take on His likeness. In the Passion Translation, Isaiah 55:7-9 says, "The wicked need to abandon their ways, and the sinful ones need to banish every evil thought. Let them return to Yahweh, and they will experience His compassionate mercy. Yes, let them return to God, for He will lavish forgiveness upon them. For my thoughts about mercy are not like your thoughts, and my ways are different from yours. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so my ways and my thoughts are higher than yours." Every time that the Holy Spirit convicts us, it is a kindness from Him to say, "That thought, idea, belief, motivation is not mine." It is His kindness to break through our thinking, to give us the opportunity to change our mind to align with His. 1 Corinthians 2 tells us that we have the mind of Christ. So while often uncomfortable, unfamiliar, and uncertain based upon our previous way of thinking, the truth is this: if the thought does not belong in the mind of Christ, then it doesn't belong in mine. So no matter what opinions, perspectives, experience, or thoughts I have, He must always reserve the place in my heart to change my way of thinking. This is repentance that changes us by the renewing of our mind. John 16:7-13 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. And when He has come, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. When He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." I encourage you to be careful not to reason away the conviction of the Holy Spirit. something that challenges our current way of thinking or feeling. It might just be our opportunity to become more like the image of Christ. As you go about your days, be mindful of the conviction of the Lord. Grow to love it as love himself loves you. Remember, perfect love drives out the fear of punishment and invites us to trust him so profoundly that it changes us from the inside out.
For scriptures, questions, activations, please visit our free resource page. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.